Welcome to Praying with Scripture. We're going to try for that combined liturgy of the word and shortened divine office today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's first pray with God's grace to get forgiveness for our sins in the introductory rites for the liturgy of the word. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Or grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to listen to God's word. God, you are merciful and loving. We thank you for forgiving us. Have mercy on us, O Lord, for we have sinned against you. Show us, O Lord, your mercy and grant us your salvation. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a poor sinner. Come, let us worship Christ, chief shepherd of the flock, as we celebrate the heavenly birthday of Saint Dominic. Antiphon, how good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart. How good is God to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Yet my feet came close to stumbling, my steps had almost slipped. How good is the God of Israel to those who are pure of heart. For I was filled with envy of the proud when I saw how the wicked prosper. For them there are no pains, their bodies are sleek and sound. How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart. They have no share in men's sorrows, they are not stricken like others. So they wear their pride like a necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart? Their hearts overflow with malice. Their minds seethe with plots. They scoff. They speak with malice. From on high, they plan oppression. How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart? They have set their mouths in the heavens and their tongues dictate to the earth. So the people turn to follow them and drink in all their words. They say, how can God know? Does the Most High take any note? Look at them, such are the wicked, but untroubled they grow in wealth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. How good is the God of Israel to the pure of heart. Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief. How useless to keep my heart pure and wash my hands in innocence. When I was stricken all day long, suffered punishment day after day. Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief. Then I said, if I should speak like that, I should abandon the faith of your people. I strove to fathom this problem, too hard for my mind to understand, until I pierced the mysteries of God and understood what becomes of the wicked. Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief. How slippery the paths on which you set them. You make them slide to destruction. How suddenly they come to their ruin. Wiped out, destroyed by terrors. Like a dream one wakes from, O Lord. When you wake, you dismiss them as phantoms. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Their laughter will turn to weeping, their merriment to grief. Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God. So when my heart grew embittered, and when I was cut to the quick, I was stupid and did not understand. No bitterer than a beast in your sight. Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God. Yet I was always in your presence. You were holding me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and so you will lead me to glory. Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God. What else have I in heaven but you? Apart from you, I want nothing on earth. My body and my heart faint for joy. God is my possession forever. And I have a modern example of the psalmist's sentiments. When we read from Faustina's diary, you'll get to see this same spiritual journey in her diary passage. Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God. All those who abandon you shall perish. You will destroy all who are faithless. To be near God is my happiness. I have made the Lord God my refuge. I will tell of all your works at the gates of the city of Zion. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. Grant us your help. Those who depart from you will perish. My joy is to remain with you, my God. To savor your words is my delight, O Lord. Honey itself is not sweeter. And then we have the reading for St. Dominic, or we could take the readings from the first reading from the prophets. We'll take it from a priest, from the coming for the priests, for the reading for the priests. A reading from the first letter of the Apostle Peter. The duties of pastors and the laity. To the elders among you, I, a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings and sharer in the glory that is to be revealed, make this appeal. God's flock is in your midst. Give it a shepherd's care. Watch over it willingly as God would have you do, not under constraint, and not for shameful profit either, but generously. Be examples to the flock, not lording it over those assigned to you, so that when the chief shepherd appears, you will win for yourselves the unfading crown of glory. In the same way, you younger men must be obedient to the elders. In your relations with one another, clothe yourselves with humility, because God is stern with the arrogant, but with the humble he shows kindness. But to the humble he shows kindness. Bow humbly under God's mighty hand, so that in due time he cares for you. Stay sober and alert. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, solid in your faith, realizing that the brotherhood of believers is undergoing the same sufferings throughout the world. The God of all grace, who called you to his everlasting glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish those who have suffered a little while. Dominion be his throughout the ages. Amen. Responsory prayer. It should be clear to men that we are Christ's servants, stewards of the mysteries of God. The great quality of a steward is to be faithful to his duty. Many men are said to be merciful, but how often do we find one who is faithful to his duty? The great quality of a steward is to be faithful to his duty. Second reading is proper to St. Dominic's feast day. From the himself, it's very special, it's taken specifically for this important feast. From the various writings on the history of the order of preachers, which is the order that St. Dominic founded. Dominic possessed such great integrity and was so strongly motivated by divine love that without a doubt he proved to be a bearer of honor and grace. He was a man of complete equanimity, except when moved to compassion and mercy. And since a joyful heart animates the face, he displayed the peaceful composure of a spiritual man in the kindness he manifested outwardly and by the cheerfulness of his countenance. Wherever he went, he showed himself in word and deed to be a man of the gospel. During the day, no one was more community-minded or pleasant toward his brothers and associates. During the night hours, no one was more persistent in every kind of vigil and supplication. He seldom spoke unless it was with God, that is, in prayer, or about God. And in this manner, he instructed his brothers. Frequently, he made a special personal petition that God would deign to grant him a genuine charity, effective in caring for and obtaining the salvation of men. For he believed that only then would he be truly a member of Christ, when he had given himself totally for the salvation of men. Just as the Lord Jesus, the Savior of all, had offered himself completely for our salvation, so for this work, after a lengthy period of careful and provident planning, he founded the Order of Friars Preachers. In his conversations and letters, he often urged the brothers of the Order to study constantly the Old and New Testaments. He carried with him the Gospel according to Matthew and the Epistles of Paul, and so well did he study them that he almost knew them from memory. Two or three times he was chosen bishop, but he always refused, preferring to live with his brothers in poverty. Throughout his life, he persevered the honor of his virginity. He desired to be scourged and cut to pieces, and so die for the faith of Christ. Of him, Pope Gregory IX declared, "I knew him a steadfast follower of the apostolic way of life. There is no doubt that he is in heaven, sharing in the glory of the apostles themselves." Responsory prayer. The preacher of the new salvation leapt up like a flame. His words burned like a torch. True teaching was in his mouth. No evil was ever found on his lips. His words burned like a torch. May St. Dominic come to the help of your church by his merits and teaching, O Lord. And may he, who is an outstanding preacher of your truth, be a devoted intercessor on our behalf. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. For the love of your fathers, the Lord chose their descendants. Now we read the Mass readings, or at least some of them. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Ask now of the days of old, before your time, ever since God created man upon the earth, ask from one end of the sky to the other. Did anything so great ever happen before? Was it ever heard of? Did a people ever hear the voice of God speaking from the midst of fire as you did and live? Or did any God venture to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of other nations, by testings, by signs and wonders, by war, with his strong hand and outstretched arm, and by great terrors, all of which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt, before your very eyes? All this you were allowed to see so that you might know the Lord is God, and there is no other. Out of the heavens he let you hear his voice to discipline you. On earth he let you see his great fire, and you heard him speaking out of the fire. For love of your fathers he chose their descendants and personally led you out of Egypt by his great power, driving out of your way nations greater and mightier than you, so as to bring you in and make their land your heritage as it is today. This is why you must now know and fix in your heart that God is the Lord is God in the heavens above and on the earth below, and that there is no other. You must keep his statutes and commandments which I enjoin on you today, that you and your children after you may prosper, and that you may have a long life on the land which the Lord your God is giving you forever. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The caption is, "What can one give in exchange for one's life?" Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So that's the readings that I promised we were going to take a look. Even though I have a meditation on that reading in Magnificat that I'm sure is pretty good, I promised we're going to take a look at what I prayed with this morning and say a few more prayers before we finish. So we're at 15 and a half minutes right now, right? Let's pray this prayer. O God, our Father, thank you for giving us Carlo, a model of life for young people and a message of love for all. You have made him fall in love with your Son Jesus, making the Eucharist his highway to heaven. You have given him Mary as a very beloved mother. You have made him, with her rosary, become a singer of her tenderness. She welcomes his intercession for us. He looks above all at the poor, whom he loved and helped. Grant me also, through his intercession, the grace I need. Mention it right now, out loud or silently. And make our joyful leading Carlo among the saints of the Universal Church, so that his smile continues to shine for us and for the glory of your name. Amen. Let us pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. Like I said, they are Pope Leo's intentions, as someone pointed out to me yesterday, even though Pope Francis has drafted them and put them in place. Next year, Pope Leo can have the opportunity to create his own intentions and put them in place, but these are inherited from Pope Francis. So I still think of them as Pope Francis's intentions, even though someone was correct yesterday, they are technically Pope Leo's intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory, spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended you. I firmly resolve, without thy grace, to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. May Saint Dominic come to the help of you. We have the intercessions. See, I'm always forgetting something these days. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's wrong with my brain. But it sure is annoying to always be frustratingly forgetting your intentions. Through the intercession of Saint Dominic, we pray, let your love come upon your people, O Lord. You have called elegant preachers to proclaim the truth of our salvation. Animate them with zeal for your word. Let your love come upon your people, O Lord. You have instructed your people by your word. Open our hearts to receive the seed of the gospel in faith. Let your love come upon your people, O Lord. You have called men and women to follow in the footsteps of Saint Dominic. Grant them wisdom and fidelity to your gift. in service to the church. You raise up leaders in every age. Grant them the spirit of love and faith that animated St. Dominic. Let your love come upon your people, O Lord. Look kindly upon the souls, especially the souls of preachers and teachers in purgatory, and come to their aid. Let your love come upon your people, O Lord. We pray for Henry's needs. We pray for Father Rob's needs, for his family, suffering with illness as it often does these days. We pray for Julia, suffering with illness. We pray for Bill, for remission and healing of his illness, if it be part of God's loving and merciful plan. And then we pray for comfort and consolation for all of us, even as we take on the sacrifices, because as I'm realizing more and more, it is only through sacrifice that we can experience deep and abiding joy. But we must be prudent about what we do and what we sacrifice. So yeah, this was very, very interesting. A lot like the psalm we just prayed. Hopefully Faustina's perspective will give us something new. A noble and delicate soul, even the most simple, must be one of the most delicate sensibilities. One of delicate sensibilities sees God in everything, finds him everywhere, and knows how to find him in even the most hidden things. It finds all things important. It highly appreciates all things. It thanks God for all things. It draws profit for the soul from all things, and it gives glory to God. It places its trust in God and is not confused when the time of ordeal comes. It knows that God is always the best of fathers. Best of fathers. It makes little of human opinion. It follows faithfully the faintest breath of the Holy Spirit. It rejoices in the greatest, the spiritual guest. This spiritual guest, and holds on to him like a child to its mother. Where other souls come to a standstill in fear, this soul passes on without fear or difficulty. I wish I were more like that description, but really not. Maybe if I continue to sacrifice every day, I'll get to be closer. But this is the part that I was very interested in. When the Lord himself wants to be close to a soul and to lead it, he will remove everything that is external. When I fell ill and I was taken to the infirmary, I suffered much unpleasantness because of this. There were two of us sick in the infirmary. Sisters would come to see Sister N, but no one came to visit me. It is true that there was only one infirmary, but each of us had our own cell. The winter nights were long, and Sister N had the light and radio headphones, and the radio headphones where I could not even prepare my meditation for lack of a light. When nearly 2 weeks had passed in this way, I complained to the Lord one evening, and I was suffering so much that I could not even prepare my meditation because there was no light. And the Lord said that he would come every evening and give me the points for the next day's meditation. These points always concerned his sorrowful passion. He would say, consider my sufferings before Pilate. And thus, point by point, I meditated upon his sorrowful passion for 1 week. From that moment, a great joy entered my soul, and I no longer wanted either the visitors or the light. Jesus sufficed for me and for everything. The superiors were indeed very solicitous for the sick, but the Lord ordained that I should feel forsaken. This best of masters withdraws every created thing in order that he himself might act. Many a time I have experienced such sufferings and persecutions that Mother Margaret, told herself said to me, Sister, along your path suffering just springs up out of the ground. I look upon you, Sister, as one crucified. But I can see that Jesus has a hand in this. Be faithful to the Lord. I want to write down a dream that I had about St. Therese of the Child Jesus. Alright, so that was the passage that I prayed with this morning. As you can see, it can be kind of frustrating, right? I feel the same way. Just give me my friends, the people I love. Give me that. I don't care about all this esoteric stuff. But in reality, it's part of growing. You know, we can't stay in one place forever. It's not part of human nature. And really, even if we're not exactly like that, it's the psalmist. It's what he went through in the psalm. It's things like that, that like Augustine of Hippo focused most of his energy on. The call away from created things and into this sublime personal relationship with God is something everyone's called to, even if in very different ways. So it's hard for me. It's really hard for me to focus on my duties, on my school, my formation, to be attentive to what's going on now, to be attentive to everyone going on around me, either in person, in my house, or on the online media, where I'm called to be able to be generous with people. In listening and in thought, it's often very hard. But even going beyond that, it's hard. It's important to continue, like I said, to make sacrifices. And for some of you, I'm sure your sacrifice is just the way that your health is, or the sacrifice that you're going through is just already there for you in front of you. And I hope that God leads you to that sublime joy that St. Faustina is talking about. I hope he does teach you this way through meditation on his sorrowful passion, through meditation on his life, through meditation on the sacred scriptures that we read, to know him, to trust him, to overcome every difficulty, and to find joy in your life and in him. Lord, let the holiness and teaching of St. Dominic come to the aid of your church. May he help us now by his prayers, as he once inspired people by his preaching. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Let's take a moment to pray the chaplet of divine mercy for Bill and for all the sick people in our communities. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and for Julia and for all the others. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory. May he or she be released and helped, and help us now. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.